why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. His Eminence, of course, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the awaited Savior of humanity. His Eminence has a conversation with Uthman ibn Sa'id. In this conversation, we find that there is a segment where Imam al-Mahdi, he speaks about the Hujjah of Allah, the Hujjah of Allah upon the earth, the 12 divinely appointed Imams, peace and blessings upon them all. His Eminence says, indeed, the earth is never devoid of the proof, the Hujjah of the Almighty Allah, whether apparent or hidden. They have not seen and do not know that the Imams have arrived one after the other, after their Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, till the position reached Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, and he sat on the seat of his respected father by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guided the people towards the true path. He was the luminous star and the brilliant moon. A very beautiful passage here in this conversation between Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and Uthman ibn Sa'id. And so here again, we're talking about how the earth at no point in time is devoid of the Hujjah of Allah. So meaning, of course, there has to be some proof, some evidence, clear, apparent, of the existence of God, of the power of God, of the Khalifa, the Caliph of Allah upon this earth, the Khalifatullah fil Ard. There has to be this clear sign for mankind of the proof of the Almighty Allah and His commanders, His leaders, His rulers, His vice-regents upon this earth. And so, of course, this Hujjah of Allah in our age is the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. It is via him that all of the affairs of existence are ordered, of course, by the leave and the command and the permission of the Almighty Allah. And so Imam al-Mahdi again talks about how, whether they are hidden or apparent, this Hujjah of Allah is always upon the earth, and that one after the other, the 12 divinely appointed Imams came after the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Of course, another thing, that there is no break in between these 12 divinely appointed Imams until the position reached Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. And again here, this idea that each of the Imams is appointed by the Almighty Allah. This is not a self-selection or a democratic selection, if you will. It is the Almighty Allah who selects this vice-regent, this wali of Allah, this position of utmost authority. And in our time, it is again the 12th divinely appointed Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, who will again bring justice and peace to this world. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah and make his reappearance come faster. What does he say? He says that if only our Shias would come together with united hearts, number one. Number two, in order to fulfill their pledge and their promise to us. So they come together with united hearts and united and fulfilling the pledge. لَمَا تَأَخْرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنُ بِلِقَائِنَا. That blessing that they're looking for of meeting us and being with us, meaning the Imam, that would not be delayed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would hasten the promised deliverance, and they would be able to see us with the true knowledge of who we are. So the Imam al-Islam is saying that there's two ingredients that need to be in place in order for the dhuhur to come, which is unity and fulfilling the pledge, keeping the promise. So in this dua right here, we're exactly doing that. We're saying, okay, to the Imam, we're here, we're committing ourselves, we're showing our loyalty, allegiance, and we're doing it with everyone else too. Okay, now, what is it that we're pledging allegiance to the Imam? What is it that we're promising to him? We say, Allahumma ij'alni min ansarihi wa a'wanihi. Oh Allah, make me from among his helpers and from among his Ansar and Awan, meaning is his close helpers, and even if I'm not there, then at least the ones who are his assistants. I want to be part of that movement. The ones who come and come around him. The ones who hurry to meet any need that he has. Any need that he has, I want to be the one who fulfills his need. And I want to be among those who follow his commands and protect him. And I want to be among those who die in his way as well. All these things are part of the pledge that we're making to the Imam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.